Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We're holding the last three lines of Mem Hey Amud Beis. And today's daf is going to focus not on Hilchas Yibam, but on Hilchas Avodim and Hilchas Gerus. As everybody knows, when a person buys a goy for an Eved Kanani, then that goy gets dinim like an isha. He becomes like a halbayid, if you will. How does this occur? You purchase the goy, and you have to toivel him l'shem avdus, and he becomes then an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani has all the dinim ke isha. He only becomes a full-fledged Jew at the time of shichrut. So our Gemara is going to talk about what happens if the goy wants to elude becoming an Eved Kanani, and he wants to jump immediately to the status of becoming a full-fledged Jew and make a Gantz spring, and therefore he won't have to go through the period of Abdus. Will that work? Won't that work? And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. A person buys one goy from another goy, an Eved from a goy. Before the Jew had the opportunity to go and toivel him l'shem avdus, that he should become an Eved Kanani, he went and jumped into the mikveh first, and he was tovah l'shem ben choyr. We'll see in the Gemara shortly what he has to say hindi muchan umzuman to distinguish between his tvila l'shem geirus and between the tvila that his master would make him do l'shem avdus. We'll see mechem the Gemara shortly.
Mila, what happened to me?
We're going to talk about that too. I can't unfortunately say 1,000 words in 10 seconds, so mechem Hashem, you'll get the rest of it as time goes on. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
L'shem yibum.
Yes.
I don't know why I have to say l'shem.
I
should say the
bracha
itself, but he make a
bracha
too.
On the Gerus? I don't think so, because he's a goy, so it would be hard for him to go make a bracha.
So why say l'shem?
In other words, what he has to say, mafurash, when I say the Shem Yichud, I don't mean literally the Shem Yichud. What I mean is the Gemara is going to distinguish between whether he's toivel mafurash or toivel stam. Much of we're going to get to in another few moments. Let's wait until we get there. So, a person bought an Eved from a goy. This is as opposed to if a goy comes on his own and says, I want to be an Eved. Talking about you're buying it from a goy. And he went in toiveled, and he said, I'm toiveling now, l'shem ben choyren. I want to be a Jew. With this, he can defy the sale and make himself into a ben choyren. My time, how could he do this? How does he have that ability? I'll tell you why. We'll see in the Gemara another few lines based on psukim that one guy cannot own another goy min ha-toyre. The only thing that he has is what we call a shibud lema'ase yodayim. Meaning, if he owns an eved, that eved, of course, as an eved, has the obligation to do work on behalf of his odayim. However, there is no kinyan haguf, it's only like a kinyan peiros, if you will, that he has the right to the ma'ase yodayim that this eved will produce. Okay, but the gufa, the actual goof himself is loy konilei. Zokti Yomar samayde konilei. So what does he own? Just that shibud, the rights, the lien, the security interest, the encumbrance for purposes of the ma'as yadayim. Oh, samayde konilei, that the goy owns? Who the makna the Yisrael? He goes and makna that shibud, he's makna to the yid. And therefore, the kivan, the kodem itav al l'shem ben choyren. Since he went and jumped into the mikvah and he had in mind l'shem ben choyren, he's able to go and trump and supersede that shibud that the goy owned and that the goy was selling to the Jew. How do you know that you by this tvila you can go and be mafkia shibud? Oh, get it over the Amarava. Hektish chometz v'shichrur mafkian midei shibud. Any one of these three things can go and take away from a shibud. So exactly are we talking about? So Rashi is masvurazai. A person wants to go, for instance, and take a loan, and the lender says, I'll give you a loan, but you have to go and give me a lien on your property, similar to a mortgage that you have on a building. Here, instead of overdoing a mortgage on a building, he went and took a mortgage, for instance, on his shor. You see this shor over here? The shor is worth $500. You have a lien on this shor, so that if I don't go and pay back the choyv within 30 days, you can go and take my shor. What happens if within the 30 days, the owner of the shor is makdish the shor for a karbon? And he says, I am now makdish this for an oila, for a shlom, whatever, for a karbon. That hegdish that he's now makdish for a karbon, that trumps, that supersedes, and does away its mafkia, the shibud that was previously there.
How's it work? It's there earlier, the shibud.
It's true. So Rashi explains that even though there's a shibud on it, however, the ownership still belongs to the Jew. Being the owner, he can go and say, now, I am makdish my chulin ownership in it, and I make it into hegdish.
Is there an obligation still out?
The obligation that he owes him the $500 still remains. But the lien that they have on top of the shor, that lien unfortunately falls away as a result of the fact that he was makdish the shor. But it's only a case of hegdish. The Gemara gives two other examples. For instance, chometz. If you have a Jew and a goy, and the Jew says, I'm borrowing $500, the goy says, what's the collateral? The collateral is, I have a ton of wheat. I don't want to say wheat because people say that's not chometz. Okay, I have a ton of noodles, which can last for the next 5 years. They're vacuum packed and it's wonderful and they're worth $500. Guess what happens? It's now Erev Pesach. It's now 10, 11 o'clock and the choyv has not matured yet. But now the din of chometz hits in. The halach is this chometz goes and requires the Jew to go and burn the chometz. He can't go and say, it's not my chometz. It belongs to the goy. It belongs to the Jew. The goy only has a shibud on it. So therefore the chometz now supersedes that shibud. The yid has to go and burn all the chometz because it's Erev Pesach. And hopefully the Jew will have money to pay back the goy after Pesach whenever the choiv matures.
So what is he basically saying? When you owe somebody money, you have a lien, it's still yours. Until we really had
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
If Mikan al-Habahu, Goyve, Milafreya, Goyve. But it's very similar to that. Kozman, we hold it. Kozman, he's holding. It's his completely.
It's true, but you have to go one step further. Instead of being makdashit, or instead of chametz, what happens if he sold this shard to someone else? So then the shibud would go along to the lekuchais. And that's why every time by halva, then you can go and be moina lekuchais
from
the lekuchais that went and bought that property.
This is mafkia midesh.
Exactly. Okay. This mafkia takes the shibud away totally. And finally, the shichrur does the same thing. Meaning, if you go to Rashi about 10 lines on the top, shichrur, asa avdei apoitiki lechaver. Instead of giving real estate, he gave his eved as the apoit. He didn't give it. He gave him a mortgage lien on this eved. And then the shichruroi, mishuchrur, upaka mamoinai shel malve. So the malve now loses the opportunity to go and seize that property because his property no longer belongs to the original malve.
It changes it from a loan secured by property to
an insecured loan.
So therefore, the Gemara is telling you, get a good lawyer, and he'll tell you, don't make, for the future, liens on your shor, on your noodles, and on your avodim. Rather, do it on a piece of real estate, and then you won't be able to mafkia the shibud. You're going to tell me he can be makdish the real estate? Rashi said, it's talking about dafki kedusha, so go for that. Kedusha's Berik Abayis, Kedusha's Dom. Kedusha's Dom is not Mafkia, only Kedusha's Aguf. And since you cannot put real estate on the Mizbeach, then that would be a way to defeat that
defense.
Why
can't put on the Mizbeach either?
Why? If it happens to be a wheat, if it's Mincha, Kar Mincha? Because it has to be a matzah. It has to be a matzah.
You can put chametz on the Mizbeach. You can put wheat, but it's still.
Yeah, but what is
you can't put chametz on the Mizbeach.
That's true. And you can't
eat chametz on Pesach.
You can't eat chametz on Pesach either. What's your point?
Or Evan, you say Kedusha, it says Kedusha, you just made a distinction between Kedusha and Gul, Kedusha's
Dhamma. In the word Hegdish, there are three examples in Igmar. There's a case of Hegdish, a case of Chometz, and a case of Shechur. Case of Hegdish is a person who was Makdish, Lamoshel, his Shor.
Yes, Kedusha's Gul and Kedusha's Dhamma, fine.
Exactly. Now, chometz is din of chometz. Erev Pesach, whatever type of chometz is, chometz is chometz. And if it's shichur, any type of eved that you have, and you put on a lien on him, and now you meshachar it, then your shibud goes away.
But the hegdish of an eved can only be kedusha's dominant.
You're not going to put an eved on the mizbeach. Right. That would be makav v'moylech. That would be awesome. Chasishol. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So what is the Gemara telling us? This is a case of shichur. Not a case of shichur that the owner was meshachar, but the eved was meshachar himself. How is the Evan Meshacher himself? Because when the Jew bought him from the Goy, he wasn't able to go and do a Kinyan Haguf. The only thing he was able to buy from the Goy was the Goy's Shibud on the Evan. Why? Because the Goy never had anything more than a Shibud on the Evan. Why not? The Gemara is going to bring up Pasik in another few lines that when a Goy owns another Goy Betiris Evan, he doesn't own the Guf for Evan, he only owns the Peiris, the Masi Yadayim, which is called a shibud. That's what he sold to the yid. Ah, so this guy, who was obviously a clever guy, jumped into the water, and as a result, he was meshacher himself by making himself a ger. That shikher of the gerus, that was meshacher that superseded the sale, and now therefore he goes l'chayim.
So how do you ever get kinyan aguf? Right. All you sold is kinyan.
Ah, Rabbi, so wait another few lines,
it's
another
shmetik.
In 10 minutes, he can't go through everything.
The answer is v'stachalta moysam.
Wait, I'm going to bring psukim. Wait, okay, so that's mafkim edishim. Good. And so, by the way, in the case of the shichur, if a person, for instance, is meshachrer, then his eved, of course he has to, in all of these three cases, we don't mean that the choiv goes away. The choiv remains. It's just that the security interest, the lien, unfortunately, is lost by these actions, either because he was makdish, or because it became chametz, or in other words, it became pesach, or because he was meshachrer. Zokti more about the Masiv Rav Chista. So you just said now that if you buy an eved from a goy, that this Eved can go and outwit the new Jewish owner by Schnell making himself a ger by jumping into the mikveh and going l'cheiris. Freiti mori etzmas bebluria hagiyoidis. A lady by the name of Bluria, obviously she was previously a goiter, she was megayir herself, and she brought along avodim with her. So now when she brought along avodim, when I say brought along, she brought along from her goyish estate to her Jewish state. She owned avodim, and these avodim now are going to have to convert into avodim Canaanian, because they now belong to a Jew, or to a Jewess. Okay, so they presumably got word of this major event, and what did they do? Shekonmu avodeh v'tovlu lefaneha. They went and toivled. Now the word lefaneha doesn't mean in front of her, it means prior to her toivling. The Faneha, she was getting ready to toivel the mikveh to become agiyoidis, and they Schnell made the appointment an hour earlier, and they Schnell toivel l'shem yahadus before she had a chance to become agiyoidis. Uba maslam nechachom, the chum said, v'amru kanu atzim nechayren, it worked. That's the end of the story. But the Gemara is now medayik. Why did the Gemara have to tell us she come over there, but toivel l'faneha? Even if they toiveled after her. Because after all, the case of the Gemara we're talking about is a Jew that was a Jew from birth, not a ger. He bought now avodim, and if those avodim went and jumped in the mikveh quickly, l'shem b'nei chayrus, they become free. So here too, let her have toiveled first, even l'acharea. She now becomes a full Jewess, and now those avodim, before they have a chance to become avodim Kanani, in other words, before she would have a chance to go and mala them and do geirus and do a tvil l'shem geirus, they could jump in the mikveh like the Gemara said on the Amud Beis. So why does it say dafka lefaneh and not l'acharea? Is a chmashma that lefaneh you can only if they went and jumped to the mikveh before they came into the shus of the yid. Then it helps. But once the Jew owns them, even though he's only owning the shibud, he's not owning the guf, nevertheless, it's mashma that they could not go and jump in the mikveh mikom b'nei chayin, only lefaneh, and not l'acharel. Amar Rava, Rava said, the distinction you made is a good distinction, but it's not a clear-cut rule. Lefaneha bein bistam bein b'mafurash, l'acharel mafurash in bistam loy. This is what I was referring to before, Rabbi Cohen, when I said, hinni muchan mzuman, that it depends what they want bistam. What means bistam? Says Rashi in the, almost halfway down, bein bistam, shloi pirish hari onu toivim l'shem b'nei chayin. They just went into the mikveh. Now there's no reason why an eved that belongs to a goy should go to the mikveh. He has no business going to the mikveh. So why did he go to the mikveh? So even if it was bistam, they didn't say, hinni mukhram zum adun l'shem geirus, vir stam going to the mikveh. That itself is a bevis. That's evidence that that's their intention, that they want to become b'nei chayin. That's why they're going to the mikveh. Bein b'mafurish means if they said b'feirish, I'm going l'shem that I want to become a yid ben chay. However, that's l'fonel, because there the circumstances themselves tell you why they're going to the mikveh. They're doing it because l'shem ben chay, because they still belong to a guy. However, l'acharea, after they already are owned by the Jewess, in other words, after Bluria has now become a giyoris, at this point, if they just go to the mikveh stam, that doesn't go and show that they are becoming b'nei chayrin, that shows that they're becoming avodim kananiim. Because that's the rule by an eved kanani. Every eved kanani, when a yid goes and buys a guy, you have to go and be matfalim l'shem avdus, and he becomes now an eved kanani that has all the dinim ke isha. So if they went and jumped in mikvah and they said b'mafurash, we are not going toivling l'shem eved kanani, we're toivling l'shem ben chayrin, then it works. The stam, however, if they went to the mikveh stam without making any declaration, since they are owned by Bluria, who is a Jewess, therefore automatically that tvila would be l'shem avdus and not l'shem chayr.
So any guy who's an eved could quickly jump into a mikveh,
yeah,
and now be free from that and say, now he's Jewish and that's that.
Absolutely, but the question is whether under goyish law, if
that's
this,
right,
whether they will accept that.
It.
They won't recognize it. That's a different story. Okay.
You gotta tell this to the Avodim.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, they know Avodim today, but anyway. The Gemara is gonna talk a little bit later.
Saudi Arabia is Avodim.
Okay, but, I'm Mechabed Yudgei Saudi Arabia, to tell Al Avodim, whatever you'd like to tell. Anyway, the bottom line is, so how do you distinguish between a tvil l'shem chedes and l'shem avdus? The Gemara just said now, if he said b'mafurish b'stam, but we'll see Mechem in another 10, 15 lines, that in fact the Gemara tells us that any person who buys an eved and now wants to convert him into an eved kanani, he should make sure that the tvila is l'shem avdus. How will he make sure? Well, the Gemara is going to tell us ganze details and mechanics to make sure that the goy that's getting toibled now shouldn't go and say, I did l'shem chayris. So we'll see, Mechem, shortly, how you can enforce that this tvilish should be l'shem avdus and not l'shem chayris. Mechem, another few lines in the Gemara. Anyway, bottom line is, what we've discussed so far is a Jew buying an eved from a goy. Therefore, under such circumstances, since the goy only owned an shibud in the eved, he didn't own the gufa eved, therefore the tvila could go and be moitzi him l'cheibs. Omrav avya lishonu ela b'keach man oivik gechovim. Taka, when you buy from a goy, of oivik gechovim gufay, kani, if the oivik gechovim himself sells himself, a goy comes to a Jew and says, I have no parnosa, I'd like to be your eved, he sells himself, then you are koine kinyan haguv, and then the eved can jump in the mikvah 100 times, it's not going to help him, because the yid doesn't just have a shibud in the eved, he now has a kinyan in the guv ha-eved. Now, where do we make these distinctions? How do you know that a goy does not have a kinyan, and a Jew does have a kinyan? That's what the Gemara is going to bring, the chsib, it says in the pasuk. They gam b'nei shav magorim imochem mehem tiknu. Mehem tiknu eved v'yoma. The pasuk continues on, eved v'yoma. Aha. So now the Gemara says, what do we learn from mehem tiknu? The Gemara darshens it for three halachas. Number one, atem koinem mehem. You can go and buy from them. We'll see what that means in a moment. Because that's the pasuk pshat. Mehem tiknu atem koinem mehem. We'll see what that means. Number two, v'loy heim koinem mehem, but they cannot buy from you. That's number two. Number three, v'loy heim koinem zem mizeh, and they cannot be koiner from each other. A goy cannot be koiner, the kinyan aguf in an eved from another goy. Those are the three halachas. So now the Gemara explains. What does it mean, v'loy heim koinem mehem? That the goyim cannot go and buy a Jewish eved. A goy cannot buy an eved from the yidin. Lemai, what do you mean? Ilem lemasi yodov, that they cannot even buy a kinyan of shibud haguf. We find in the Torah that even under Jewish law, a goy can buy a Yisrael from Masi Yadayim. Dachsim says in the Pasuk, Oili Eikin Mishpachas Ger, that Chas Hashem, a person sins, and unfortunately he becomes so impoverished that he has to go and sell himself to Mishpachas Ger. What does that mean, Mishpachas Ger? Omar Mishpachas Ger, he's going to have to go and sell himself to Oivikachom and to a goy. So what do you mean, he can't? You see from this Pasuk, he can be sold to a goy. So he cannot be sold to a goy, totally his goof, but at least the Masi Yadayim can be sold. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk before, V'loi heim koinem mikem, what does that mean? Elav l'gufei. What the Torah says is, V'ka'om rachmana, atem koinem mehem afilu gufei, but they cannot be koinem from you, l'guf. So if you want to go and buy a goy himself, not from another goy, himself, then you can be koinem kinyan aguf. However, if the goy is buying the Jew, then they only get the shibud on the Mas Yadayim. They cannot be koin to the kinyan aguf.
Well, if a goy buys from a goy from a Jew.
If a goy buys from a Jew.
Not a Jew, but a goy.
A goy.
An Eved.
Johnny the Eved is bought by, is sold from a goy to a yid.
A goy to a yid. But a goy.
Since they're three separate cases, I'm getting totally confused. I'm not sure whether you're confirming or that you're
dissecting. Well, I don't know.
You just get shot at words.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
So let's become Connie Kinyan Aguf to a goy. That's 100%.
Okay, so bottom line is, what's the boilerplate? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that if a Jew sells himself to a goy, the halacha is he's not. There's no kinyan haguf. There's only a kinyan for the ma'asi yadayim.
Exactly.
Right? Everybody agrees to that. Fine. A Jew goes and buys a goy. It depends. If the Jew is buying the goy from another goy, since the other goy didn't have more than a shibud, all the Jew can buy is only a shibud. And therefore, if the goy that you have bought now from the other goy now comes into your rishus, and he jumps into the mikvah, the Gemara says that he can go and be toivu l'shem chayrus, even bistam, and go and free himself. Well, according to Gemara's teretz, that's mafurish. If he says, I'm going and toivu l'shem chayrus, he goes l'chayrus. Why? Because the Jew never owned a kinyan aguf, he only owned a shibud in this goy, this eved, and the tvila is mafkia midei shibud, like the Gemara said, by hegdish chometz v'shichru. However, if he buys the goy himself, not buying a goy from another goy, he says, Johnny, Mr. Johnny Smith, I understand until now you are a free man, and I understand now you want to become an eved to me, so I give you parnasa, gesundheit, I am buying you. Since he buys him, now he's buying a kinyan aguf, so Johnny can go and jump to the mikvah 100 times, it's not going to help, because he has a kinyan aguf, he doesn't just have a shibud.
So unless a goy sells himself, he retains his ownership of his kinyan aguf. Is that it? Is that so? Who owns that kinyan aguf on the guy? When the eved belonged to the guy, the previous owner only had kinyan
ma'as yadayim. Exactly right.
Who owned
right.
The kinyan aguf of previously?
Himself.
He himself. Every person owns himself.
Okay.
Or
if he was married, it was his wife.
Okay. That's a different type of avdus now.
You hold yourself.
I'm not being recorded. He's not being recorded. Brother Shai, let's continue on.
Sure that you called yourself. Oh, yourself.
Avada, you own yourself. Yeah, sure. Okay, but the boy Shem owns like a little quite. Fine. Megay Vaita. Yeah. Okay, so now Rav Avia was the one that said that if you bought a goy himself, right? We started off the Gemara in the bottom. Omer Rav. If you buy from another guy, you only get a kinyan shibud on the ma'as yadayim. Rav Avi was to say, no, loishan, it only depends if you bought it from another guy. But if you bought the guy himself, then you're koina kinyan aguf. And therefore, if he jumps into the mikveh, it will not be effective. It's parach Rav Achas. Rav Achas says, what you said, Rav Avi, makes a lot of sense, but eima bechaspa ubetvila. Maybe to go and stop this guy from jumping into the mikveh and it working to free himself, that's only if you were not only koine him by buying him, but maybe it's talking about only after you were koine him and you were matbil this eved for an eved kanani, you were matbil him in the mikveh, the shem avdus. After that, if he wants to jump into the mikveh and say, I'm going now, the shem chayris, it will not be effective. However, perhaps, if he went and jumped to the mikveh only after the kinyan kesef, before you did the tevila, maybe attack that coin him totally legufei, and maybe he could still jump in the mikveh and jump out of being an eved and going lecheres. But Timur Kasha, you have a good ha'ora, because I don't have a raya, Rav Avia, from the psukim, that kesef alone will cause the kinyan to make this person impossible to kinyan aguf, so that he won't be able to free himself through tevila. It could taka be only after the kesef and the tevila, then you've really shown that he's now an eved kanani, and now he could not jump in the mikveh to go and defy and undo his atis. The ma'aseh more frank is avacha, kashi more polite than the kashi. Yeah.
Before the kesef, though, what are you talking about?
It's because the kesef is nothing. The ikah is not the kasva, the ikah is the tefillah. In other words, Rav Acha is saying, you were saying that as soon as you go and buy him, you buy a goy. Then automatically he becomes a kinyan aguf, and he can jump in the mikveh, it's not going to help. Says Rav Acha, no. Maybe kasva is not enough. Only after you've paid and you've been matbil him l'shem avdus, maybe only then you get your kinyan aguf, and only then if he jumps into the mikveh, it won't help. But perhaps only after the kesef, before you toivel him l'shem avdus, maybe he could jump into the mikveh like we had according to Rav. Shmuel says, you have a point? Omer Shmuel. So Shmuel says, if you want to, now we're talking about a regular eved, not an eved that's freeing himself, But you want to make sure that this tvila l'shem avdus, and the eved shouldn't say subsequently, oh, Rabbi Yisrael said b'mafurish l'shem chayres, but tzorach l'tokvay b'mayim. Tokvay b'mayim means that you have to go and hold him in the water and show his avdus even when he's going into the water. How can you show your avdus when he's going into the water? See, Mora tells us an interesting story. Kihai de minyomin Abdi de Ravashi. Ravashi owned an Eved by the name of Minyamin. He just bought him. He's now being matpil him l'shum avdus. Ravashi, who is Masada de Gemara, together with Ravina, said, I'm afraid he's going to go and say he's doing l'shem chaydis. His boy lit vule. He wanted to be matpil him, but he didn't want to get his hands wet, literally. His masri ni'alayu l'Ravina ul'Ravacha b'rei d'hova. He gave the job to these two giants, Ravina Ravacha b'rei d'hova. I want you to go and take care of it. But Omlu, he said them in advance, as a Yim Hasra. Chazu, be careful. Look, the Minayichu Kaboyisle. I want to make sure that you do a proper job, that he becomes Ta'aka, full-fledged Eved, and then not afterwards he should come and say that he's a Ben Choyrin, and I'm going to have tzuris and lawsuits, and he's going to run away. I don't want that. So therefore, if there's going to be a problem, I'm going to be Tevea you. You have to indemnify me to make sure you do a good job. So what do they do? Romule Arvisa Bitzavore. Vusais and Arvisa. So on the side, you'll see this on the left-hand side in the brackets. Arvisa Pirish Shalshelis. They put a chain, like a leash, if you will, a noose around his neck. Bitzavore. And it was the type that was made with such a slip knot that what? Arpule Vitzimtzimule. Rashi says that if you pulled on it, it got tighter. But if you didn't pull on it, then it loosened up. Why is it so important that it has to be tight and it has to be loosened? So it's more very simple. Arpulei, it has to be loose. Ki hechalit lehevi chatzitza. After all, he's typing in the mikvah, you want to make sure that the water gets from all sides so that the tefillah won't have a chatzitza problem. So therefore, it was the type of leash, the type of chain, where if you loosened it up, water gets through. But if they went and pulled on it, then it would be a symptom, it would get tight. So he shouldn't in the middle say, hey, Rabbi, I got good news for you. I'm going to do l'shem ben chayin. As soon as you're ready to say ben chayin, you give a schlep on the leash. Some ben chayin he is if he can't even speak.
Yes, he's been mafurish.
Sorry?
You pull on the leash, you'll make a chatzitza and you'll inhibit the tefillah.
Yeah, but he's not talking whilst he's underwater.
You know what I'm saying? But before he goes underwater, before he can...
He goes underwater, you hold it tight. As soon as he's ready to tight, well, then you go and loosen it up. Yeah, okay. Anyway, says the Gemara, now, that's not enough. After he was coming out of the mikvah, Bahadi the Dali Reisha Mimaya, as soon as his head emerges from the water, they didn't rely on the leash anymore. Anchule Zulta Detina Areisha. What's besides the Zulta Detina? Says Rashi, a Kli Moletit. A Kli Tit means you have now a barrel, a container that has in it tit, has in it cement, and they put that on his head. Just like the Arabs, where the Arab women have these peklach on their head, that he should go and carry this on his head, on his shoulder. You're coming out of the mikveh now. We want you to hold this on your head. Presumably he should get dressed also. And I want you to go and take this to your master, to Ravashi, so that at every minute from before the tefillin, till after the tefillin, till you get home, till you get to Ravashi, you are under the aegis, auspices, under the avdus of Ravashi. That Ravashi is the master.
But why? Yeah. Once he comes out, he's a really terrible l'shem. Which why do you have to stick it on his head immediately? He is an avid.
They're indemnifying. They're worried that he's going to go and collect.
Say now he's going to say. Yeah, now it's
he's
useful.
Going to say that I'm coming out of the mikvah. Oh, Rabbi, say you made this whole bit with the leash. I want you to know that I had in mind the gun to say.
Is it really a thing in his mind that he can
right,
do?
Anyway,
then none of these things help.
Anyway, Zukti Moriyat Zvayit Omelira Papa Lerova. Chazi Mar Hani de Beit Papa Bar Abba. The Gemara is now asking a question. The Gemara is telling us a little bit of a historical event. And the historical event was in the good old days that if a person didn't pay his taxes, what you could do is. No, Nishvadi, doctor. If a person didn't pay his taxes, his neighbors or somebody else in the community could pay the taxes for him to the melech, and then automatically that person would pay back the payer of the taxes through work. So if he paid for him $1,000 for taxes, the guy would work for Mechvayis for 20 weeks, $50 a week, and he'd pay you off the $1,000. Aha. The question is, that person, sorry? So that's not just an employee, that's a real Eved. And now that it's a real Eved, the question is, at the end of the period, does he need a shtar shichror? And that's the Gemara's kasha.
Talking about a goy or a Jew?
We're talking about a goy. So the Gemara, Ayita pays his taxes, you don't have a problem. Anyway, he gets a good lawyer, he gets a good accountant. But anyway, the Gemara is right. Amale rapapa l'rova, chazi mar hani, the beit papa bar abo, the yahava zuze le'inche likar gayu. They go and pay on behalf of the goyim their taxes, and then they take them for avodim to work for them. The question is, kinafki, when they eventually go out, in other words, when the employment is over, tzrichi git to the chirus alai. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is this arrangement really sanctioned by law so that they become full-fledged avadim, and now to get out of this avdus they need a full-fledged get shichur, or this is just some sort of temporary arrangement that they work out between themselves, but it's really not a formal avdus, it's an informal thing, so that when the period ends, they go out.
So it's kind of king and kassav because they paid money, and therefore they were kind of.
Zayig it. Yeah.
Are they chayv and mitzvahs after the term of avdus? That would be the thing. Usually an avid knani.
Why should I understand what you're saying.
The Gemara need a tefillah. They didn't do tefillah.
Apparently not. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't go into those details.
They didn't do tefillah, same avdus, they don't have to do anything.
The Gemara doesn't go into those details. We're only focusing now on the financial aspects, not on the religious aspects. So he asked him, Kinafki tzricha get to Jerusalem, do they need a get shechur? He told him, you came in the nick of time. Because iku shchivi, if chas v'sholem, I would have already passed away. Remember, this was a shayla that Rapapa asked Rava. Apparently, Rava was now old and frail, although the Gemara doesn't tell us. But he said, iku shchivi, had I passed away, li amulchu hamilza, you would not have heard this halacha. And apparently, this was not halacha before semes, and therefore, this halacha might have died with me. Cholila says Rava, so you got me in the nick of time before I passed away. What is the halacha? Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, Moheraiku, the Hani betafse de Malka Monach, or Malka Omar, Mandla Yoev Karga, Mishtabed Lamanda Yoev Karga. What this means is, Moheraiku, says Rashi, means Chisamon She'elu, meaning their seal of Avdus is betafse de Malka Monach. It's in the box that belongs to the king. In other words, the king has such a box full of pieces of paper that say on it who are avodim. You should know that this fellow who doesn't pay the taxes, automatically he becomes conscripted as an eved for the king by his non-payment. Or Malka Oman, the Melech says, you know what? He doesn't have to dafka work for me. Rather, I transfer my avdus rights over this fellow to whoever mandal yov karga, mishtab the mandal yov karga. Meaning that this is a formal legal way of doing things. And the Melech says, if a guy doesn't pay taxes, he's automatically sold to me. But if you want somebody else, you want to go Yankel, you want to pay taxes on his behalf, fine. So I'm going to go and transfer those avdus ownership rights to the person who pays the taxes. Because this is a legal thing, says Rashi, therefore Hitaka does need a shtar shichur to go and free him. He would need a shtar shichur. Rashi, by the way, addresses your question slightly. If you look, Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, or Malka Omer, Hilkach, Mecher, it's a proper mecher. Uboy git the chirusa, iboy liigiyure ubishiruye b'bas Yisrael. If he ultimately wants to be megayer and he wants to go marry Bas Yisrael, he would have to have a get shichur. He can't just go out stamazai. Zot Mori Vaita, the Mori tells us the story of Chiyah Baraba. Ikla le Gavla. He came to a place called Gavla, and he saw in this place Gavla, as the Mori is going to tell us, that they were Lav B'nai Torah, meaning that they were Amaratzim, and therefore there were three Menhagim that he was not very happy about, and the Mori is going to analyze each of these three. Chaz B'nai Yisrael, d'me'ebron migeirim, shemolu v'loi tovlu. He first found that they were B'nai Yisrael that got married to half-gerim. Half-gerim means that they taka had a bris milo, yeah, but they never toivled l'shem yahadus. That was problem number one. V'chaz chamer di Yisrael. And he also saw, now the chamer here doesn't mean chamoirim, it means wine of a yid. T'mazgi oivdi kachavim v'shasi Yisrael. This was pure wine that oivdi chavim would dilute by adding water to it. They didn't actually touch the wine. They added the water to be moizig, so now it should be drinkable. And yidin drank from that wine. Because of turmesin, turmesin is a type of bean which is inedible when it's raw. You have to go and cook it a lot.
Many times,
like halanga chulent overnight. Because of turmesin, the shalki of the kachavim, v'achli Yisrael. And Yidin would eat from that chulent. And he, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, didn't say a word. Subsequently, Osla came to Rabbi Yochanan, he went to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him these three minhagim. It's Omalais, Rabbi Yochanan said, number one, Number one, that they lived with goyim that were half yidden. Shemolu v'le tavlo, they're mamzer.
And we'll.
One second, wait another couple of lines. Val yenam, the yain that they didn't touch, but they just poured the water into dilute it. We should be yain nesach. Val turmesin, and about these chulin beans that they cooked. Go and tell them you're not allowed to eat them. It should be shuli of the chavim lefisha einan b'nei Torah. Now Rashi said lefisha einan b'nei Torah is only modifying this al turmesin, and the reason why it's only modifying the turmesin, the Gemara is going to say in another few lines, because me'ika the dina they were allowed to eat from these turmesin. The reason why you're allowed to is because the din of bishul akum does not apply to things which are not oile al shulchan malachim, and turmesin are not served on in a royal banquet, in a royal feast. And therefore, mitzat ikah d'dina, you do not need, there is no isser of bishul akum on turmesin. However, because they're not b'nei Torah, I'm afraid that they're going to be mekel. If I'm going to say that they're allowed to eat these beans when they're cooked by a goy, then they'll say, oh, so not only beans, you can eat anything which is cooked by a goy. That's what we will see mitzvah shortly. Anyway, so we start analyzing from the beginning. We said about these b'nei Yisrael, d'mam migei, shemob le'tovlo, said Rabbi Yochanan Hachreis that they are mamzerim. Why? Avreim she mamzerim Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. We had already in yesterday's Gemara. Dem Rabchia bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan was one of the three sages that the Gemara initially quoted. Right. All of these three hold that it's
Vlad
Mamzer. And then he says, oh, Rabusa Lemachshiv Gavri, I have four of Rav and Shmuel and Shuman Levi. Anyways, Rabbi Yochanan was one of those that said that the Vlad Mamzer. So number one, so we have a combination of two halachas Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha number one, La'olam Ein Gerat Shima V'Yitpal. The halacha is you only become a full-fledged ger after Mila and Tvila. We'll see in the Gemara another few lines that that's in fact a three-way machloikis, whether or not Mila and Tvila. Perhaps, according to one mandiyama, Mila will be enough. According to another mandiyama, Tvila will be enough. And according to a third mandiyama, you have to Mila and Tvila together. We're going to have a three-way machloikis shortly in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the mandiyama that you need both. And if you only had Mila without Tvila, v'kimen goy tovel, oy v'chamu ez lecha goy. A guy that lives with a Jewish girl, Havlad Kosher. However, Yomer Rava Bachan Rabbi Yochanan. If you come here, Bar Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosa. Yesterday's Gemara, today's Gemara. Of course, we don't pass like that. The Hilchas are like
the second thing. The first thing we do.
What do you mean?
You need Mila.
Okay, mask. Okay, so therefore Havlad Mam. So that's Halacha number one. Halacha number two. Val Yena Mishum Yai Nesach. Why? Mishum Lech Amram Nazira Schar Schar LeKarmel LeSikarv. This is an expression the Gemara gives in a number of places. This expression is that when a person has the Isser on him, don't tell him to go all the way till the cliff, till the edge. Tell him, stay away. That Chas V'Shalom, nothing should happen. Meaning, we all know that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, falls off a cliff, it could be quite dangerous. It could be if the cliff is very, very high up. So, a person shouldn't go within Dalet Amos of the cliff and take a look and see how far is it. Chulila, if something happened, what would it? Don't, because who knows? A wind can come, the person will trip. Point is, always make a gedder for yourself, never go all the way to the edge. Here we're talking about a nazir. A nazir is not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to drink wine. What happens? Can a nazir walk through a vineyard? Yeah. Nothing wrong. Walking through the vineyard is not eating and not drinking, he's just walking. But what happens if he's walking and he says, ooh, these look like luscious grapes. They're so delicious. It's one, and it's Shemitah year this year. So it's all his hefker. I'm going to go, just one. I only want one. Like Lay's potato chip. I'm going to take one. Of course, he eats 20. But the point is that he'll be over on the Isser of a Nazir. So therefore, we tell him, Lech Am Nazir. We tell to the Nazira, go. Where? Schor, schor, the karm. Don't go through the karm. Go a room in a room. Even though going a room can go and take him an extra 3 hours because there's no easy way to go by going around the vineyards, but that's what you should do. The Kamali Sikorov don't get close to the cat. So the same thing over here when it comes to Yayin Nesach. So says Rashi, first wide line of Rashi down below. Val Yenim Mishim Yayin Nesach. The Avagav the Loinagi, even though they didn't touch the wine. Ela Koycha Bi Almu, it was only their Koycha because they poured the water into the wine. Also Mishim Lech Lech Am Nazira. We tell, stay away from anything that even has a perception of being Yayin Nesach. Stay away from it. Therefore, don't drink the wine, Yayin Nesach. Now, Tumas Mishim Mishim Levichon. Why the fish in B'nai Torah? Freitimara. How B'nai Torah Shari? That's only because they haven't from the Amoratim. But if they were B'nai Torah, then they would be able to eat from the Tormesin. When Rishmo Bar Yitzu Mishmei Derav, Kalanech Al Kemoishu Chai. Any type of food that you can eat when it's still not alive, when it's raw, Since you can eat lemarshal lechmais carrots, we're not pasking halacha, but we're saying just to give an example, you can go and eat carrots when they're raw. So if the goy cooks them, haishish ke bishalaka, because I don't need your bishal, I can eat them without your cooking it. But it's impossible to go and eat these beans without cooking them. That's why sholkele. Sholkele means to cook and cook and cook and cook. And therefore, the Yeshua should be shalom and come. So therefore, there should be shalom and come for everybody, not only for the B'nai Gavla that are la B'nai Torah. Every the Gemara, the Kasha, Nishke Kasha. Because Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Idach Lishna Svirle. We just had, this halacha was Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Mishmei de Rav Kol Hanechel Kmoi Shuchai. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you forgot about the other halacha, the Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Mishmei de Rav. Kol Shein Oilo Shulchom Alachem Lechel Bo Yisapas Ein Bo Mishum Bishulei Oivik Gechovim. Anything which is not Oilo Shulchom Alachem, the din of Bishul Akim doesn't apply. And therefore, Turmisin are never put on a royal feast. Every once in a while you see in the papers they give you a copy of the menu when the king invites this king, the president invites this one, that, blah, blah. You'll never find turmisin on the menu because it's not Oila Shulchan Malachim. Therefore, there's no din of Bishul Akim.
How do you decide what's Oila Shulchan Malachim?
The state dinner menus, that's exactly it.
The Tam is Torah, is Shari. So people ask, for instance, Lamushal Lechweiss, cereal. Is cereal Oilu Shulchan Malachim? Doesn't President Obama or King, whatever, don't they eat cereal in the morning? It's a Oilu Shulchan Malachim. So I was once davening Mincha Marev by Ramanasha Klein Zechran Levrucha, and he was learning this halacha between Mincha and Marev. He said, people ask, isn't every food Oilu Shulchan Malachim? All kings there eat
cereal.
So he says, it doesn't say Oilu Shulchan Melech. It says Shulchan Malachim. Shulchan Malachim means when Malachim get together for a royal feast.
Nice.
Avada, the king on his own, can eat anything and everything. King eats tormis and a king eats the cereal, he eats whatever you want. But he doesn't give it when he has other meluchim with him. It's oyla shulcha meluchim, not an oyla shulcha melech. So you think it's a shine bat. Okay, anyway, that's the end of the story in the Gavla, and we continue on. Since we entered into this discussion about a ger shemol v'loy taval, we have no abraisa, so it's a three-way machlo. Yistana rabbanon, 10 lines on the bottom. Ger shemol v'loy taval. A ger that had a brismila, but he did not do tvila yet. Blessed Oimer, Har is a ger, he's nevertheless considered to be a ger. Shekein Matzina Babi Seinu. We'll see who those others are. We don't mean Avram Yitzv Yaakov. We're talking about the Yidden that lived at the time of Har Sinai. We find Shemalu Veloy Tavu. The Be'emes in the Torah doesn't say that they were Malu. However, we have the Pusik, the Gemara is quoting a Pusik from the Haguda. What's the Pusik in the Haguda? That I saw you misbesessed with the moyach, boimlach with the mayach hayi, boimlach with the mayach hayi. What's misbesessed with the moyach? Chazal darshin, the mayach hayi are two damim, the dam of Karp Pesach, and also the dam of Mila. So therefore, we have not a posik in the Torah, we have the Tanakh, we have psukim that they were mal, the posik also in Yeshua, that they were mal at the time of Harsinai. However, we don't find that they toivel at the time of Harsinai. Therefore, it's not because there's a posik to veloy tovlo, but it's because I don't find a posik. That's what Reb Lezer holds. Therefore, I see that they all became Yidden at Harsinai only based on Mila without Tvila. So therefore, nowadays too, if a goy only did a Mila without a Tvila, he could also be a full-fledged Jew. That's Reb Lezer. What about Pungfaket? What about Tov of Leimol? A goy only had Tvila without Mila. Reb Shua Oymer Har is a ger, also a ger. Because all the Yidness at the time of leaving Mitzrayim also only had Tvila and not Mila. Now everybody's going to jump up. Of course they didn't have Mila because they are women. The Gemara is going to ask that question in another moment. Everybody, a little patience. Make sure we get to it. Sorry?
Where did they have Tvila?
Oh, so, very good. The Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that they did Tvila? The Gemara says, Al Pisvara. Because otherwise, how were they Nichlis Tachas Kamfei Shechina? Kamila they don't have, so they had to do something. So therefore, the Gemara takes Al Pisvara that they type.
But then maybe the man also
said.
Everybody, let's wait until Ahmed Beis don't get so nervous. Everybody say, it's so good that everybody's such a timoin for learning that they want the ganze hour of learning within the first 2 minutes of his tempt of sight. Anyway, so continue on the Gemara. So says Rabbi Yeshua, you're a ger. Why says Rabbi Yeshua? Because we learn from the Imois, the Tav of Leimalu is enough. V'chomomayimrem, Tav of Leimalu. Like Rabbi Yochanan said before, that you have to have both Tvila and Mila, Mila and Tvila, one without the other is gunished, and that's why he said that all the Bnei'im are Nebuch Mamzerim, because they were Goyim that lived with Jewish women, and Rabbi Yechim Vishitazai, etc. Good. Three-way machlech. Zakti Mariette, yeah.
We learned elsewhere that not only do you need Mila
and Kabbalah's mitzvahs,
and also a Korban. Gir is also Chayav a Korban Ola, is he not?
Yeah, but that's a market. Yes,
so what do you do nowadays?
We didn't have any gaydim.
What do you do nowadays?
No, it's
Yashiv.
It's Yashiv. Vizman of the, when the time of the...
The Tanoim is already after Chorm Bismig.
Well, so it's not market. That's why they're going to lose a Luvi. Every gay is going to have to bring
Kachish. Okay, Mehat Hashem, yeah. So there'll be a long line. Okay, Zigmur Yitzvait, Nochem of Rabbi Shua, Nami Nelef Me Avois, Rabbi Lezer, Nami Nelef Me Mois. You said that Rabbi Lezer learned from the Avois that as long as you have Mila B'loi Tvila, and Rabbi Yeshua learns from the Imahis that only have to have Tvila V'loi Mila, why don't you do a reverse? Rabbi Yeshua, why don't you learn from the Avois that you do have to have Mila, and Rabbi Lezer, why don't you learn from the Imahis that you have to have the Tvila? Rabbi Lezer says, you're saying that I should learn from the Imahis that the Iker is Tvila, not Mila. After all, women cannot have Mila. So Timur Vatani, in other words, we're asking on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer that holds not like Rabbi Shua. He says, Hari Zeger, what did he do? He only did Mila Veloy Tvila. He said, you're going to tell me, let's learn from the Imahois that you don't, that Tvila is the Iker, and not the Mila. Zokta Rabbi Lezer, ain't done Efshir, Mishi Efshir. Vatani Rabbi Lezer, oyma, this is the same Rabbi Lezer, says, Minayin lepesach doyre shein ba elemen achulin. And when the Beis Midrash was standing, if you wanted to go and bring Korbanit, for instance, a Korban Shlomim, you didn't have to bring it from Chulin. You could bring it from Maaser Sheni Money. You're not allowed to go and bring a Dovah Shebachoyva from Maaser Sheni Money. A Dovah Shebachoyva you have to bring from Chulin. But if you wanted to go and be Menadev, a Korban Shlomim, you can go and take your Maaser Sheni Money, because Maaser Sheni Money you use in Yerushalayim for eating various foods, including the Echalte Shlomim, the Zvachte Shom, and therefore you can go and bring Shlomim. What happens to Gavi Karim Pesach? Can I use my master's shiny money to go and buy a Karim Pesach? Says Reb Lezer, no. How do I know Pesach Zoydus? That means Pesach throughout the years. Ain't about Elam and Achulim. Because never Pesach Mitzrayim. They never Pesach, the Pesach Zoydus. My Pesach on Mitzrayim, just like the time of Mitzrayim, they didn't use master's shiny money to go and buy a Karim Pesach. Then why didn't they use master's shiny money?
They didn't have it.
Why didn't they have it?
It's Mitzvah.
They were in Chutz Laretz. And even after they came to Eretz Yisrael, they had to wait 14 years, Kibbish V'chilik, until all the halachas apply, except for Chalim. Everything else, you have to wait until 40 years. Izvei Bazoi, Ma Pesach Mitzrayim, Ein Ba'al Min Acholin! A Pesach Mitzrayim, Ein Ba'al Min Acholin! Amalei Rav Kiba, Ochidan Efshe, Mishi Efshe. It's impossible. Amalei, Avu Mishi Efshe, Rai Gedulei, Gdoilei, Venom Mimet. So what do I see? That a blazer holds you are Dan Efshe Mishi Efshe. Izvei Bazoi, just like by Pesach, Hidash, and Efshe Mishi Efshe, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Yeshua? That I should learn from the Imois, that it's not important the Mila, it's the Tvila that's important. So you're going to tell me by the Imois, it's not Shayach Mila, but done in Efshe Mishi Efshe, couldn't Rablez Lishitosa, you could Takasha, right? El says Yimara, Betovavle Mol Kuliamale Pligi de Mahani. Both Rablez and Rabbi Shua Tak agree that if a person toivled alone without Mila, there's not the Chum. This is just Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. They both agree that Tvila without Mila, it's not that you don't have to have the Mila, but you have to have the Mila. But the person is already considered to be a full-fledged Ger after Tvila alone. Just like by the women, they only have Tvila, they become Gyoris and on the spot, right? They don't have to do anything else. They can't finish. Same thing by men, we learn from the women, same thing. Kuliam Vepliga de Mahan. So keep it, so where is the machloik is? The Malvaloi Toval. Rablez Yalif. May Avois. For some reason it's the ratio. So that's a twist of this. Yalif me Avois. He learns from the voice. Avois, Rabbi Yeshua be, sorry. So Rablez said, learn from the Avois. That by Avois, they only were Malvaloi Toval. Great tomorrow, Rabbi Shua. Why doesn't he agree to Blazer? Because he says, "But Avois, Nami Tvila Hava. There was a Tvila there too. Right. Where does it say in the Torah that they went to the mikveh? Minole. Elam Rechsim says in the Pasik, Leicha lo'am v'kidasham yevim mocher v'chibsu sim lo'isam. They should wash out their clothing. Says the Gemara, where do we normally find the inyan of kibbus begodim? Legabi, a person who became tomei. And Rashi brings to our attention that a regular Balkari, for instance, it just says about him, v'rochatz b'mayi b'tomei ad'arif. But other times it says in the Torah by greater degrees and intensities of tumah. It doesn't say just v'rochas b'mayim. It also says the chibsu sublaisim of chibsu bigdayim, that they have to go and also wash out their clothing. So the Gemara assumed that this chibsu sublaisim means that because they were tumay, that they have to go and toivel the smolois, the begodim in the mikvah. The chibsu doesn't mean kvisa laundering. The Gemara assumes what it means is you have to go and put them in the mikvah. And therefore, kibbus is torn tvila, since in a case where you don't need kibbus begodim, lumushu, by the case of Balkeri, although he's tamei, he's not tamei to the extent that you have to go and toivel his kalim, his clothing. All you need is tvila, is makim shetoin kibbus. In a case like this, where the Torah is telling us by Har Sinai that you do have to go and toivel all of your clothing, and you didn't shetoin tvila nechavad and avada, the people had to go and toivel. Therefore, Rabbi Shua says, I have a clear raya that they daka did toivel by the fact that they had to toivel their begodim. They had to toivel themselves.
And if they had a mikvah for their begotten, they certainly had a mikvah for themselves.
It depends what the size was. The Gemara, maybe also was dirty. The Gemara, v'dilma, nekiyas be'alma. Who says, maybe chimsus v'loisim over here doesn't mean kibbutz begotten. In fact, it doesn't say begotten, it says simloisim. Maybe it means that they should go and take all of their clothing and wash it out and iron it and all of that.
Shame for the Kabbalah.
Exactly, just like the Kubbat Shabbos, you go and wear fresh clothing. Here too, Rashi says, shibigdeim levonim v'hagunim l'kal p'nei shchina. They're the first time in their lives and the only time in their lives they're going to go and be mekalpnei shchina face to face, so to speak, on Har Sinai. They're giving the Torah. About it, they should be dressed presentably. They should go and make sure that everything is properly laundered. So therefore, this nishkarai. El miyachu, where's the right? V'yikach Moshe sadam v'yizrak alhu am. That Moshe Rabbeinu took from some of the kabbanis that were brought at that time, and he did a hazor azrika on the people. So what's the right? Ugemir, we have the Kabbalah. Then Azor b'loy tvila. Anytime you're doing Azor, the mushul from the Azor of the Pora Aduma, you have to have tvila at the same time. Tosis says that the tvila has to be before the Hazor, so that the Hazor should have its magical effect to make the person tar. So first he has to go into the mikvah, and then you do the Hazor on top of it. So if we have such a Kabbalah, and we see that there was Hazor, there was...
But this was not for Tahara. This was for the Bris. Right. This was Dam Bris.
So guess who holds that way? That's what Reb Lezer would hold. This is what Reb Yeshua holds. Okay. So Reb Yeshua holds that the purpose of that Hazor was for Tahara, and therefore they had that mikvah, and therefore I find the Ovis Nami Tvila. So it's just Taka Machloikis. Machloikis, whether that was a shame this or a shame that. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara Nochemu. Ah, fine. So the Ein Hazor B'lei Tvila. Period. Reb Yeshua Tvila be Mois Minol, and everybody was cooking on the Omid Aleph. Okay, we have a posse with the Maya Chayi, with the Maya Chayi, but how do we know the Mois had Tvila? Otherwise, what can they do to bring themselves? They cannot do a mila. So they had to do some sort of oi, some sort of bris. What was their bris? That they go into the mikvah, and that's the way they did. So therefore, Taka doesn't say, but I'll be smart. This is what we had in the Omer Aleph. You have to have both, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, they're in Gavla, all the kids never come on Zayn. Pray tomorrow. We have a machlokes Reb Lezer, Reb Yishia, and the Chacham. Reb Lezer is one person, Reb Yishia is another person. The Chacham are already the Roy, that's the multitude. Is the Chadav Pasha we paskin like the Rabbim? Everything Gemara is not so Pasha. Man Chacham and Reb Yosi. Even though we refer to them as Chacham, really it's only a Yachid, it's Reb Yosi alone. Who is this Reb Yosi? Decided we learned the Rabbi. Harishabov the Omar. A person appears on the scene, he comes to a bezin, he says, Malti, I already had a bris mila, v'leitavalti, but I didn't have a tvila yet. So Timara, matpil noisa, yamavikach, divreb yuda, let him go and toivel, was kenshin shatan, let him go and toivel, and everything will be fine. Now what means everything will be fine? Says Rashi, even if this person did have a bris mila, but it wasn't l'shei mila, it was done l'mushal by a surgeon, a doctor in the hospital. Or Rashi afterwards brings a case that we know by the goyim, a ravi mol the give oini mol. The goyim, there are certain goyim that go and circumcise themselves. Exactly. So therefore, like Yishmol, the alter zayde. Anyway, so even if they had a bris mila, we don't have to ask him any questions. All we have to do is put him in the mikvah. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need both. Tevila alone is enough. So yom mila nishke mila matpil noise ma'abekachbos kenshin shatan. See, even if the meal turns out,
the whole thing already.
That's already the tefillah is the ikar. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, well, the Gemara is not going to say it's the ikar. The Gemara is going to say one of the
but
two.
But you don't need damperes even, apparently.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. You don't have to matav damperes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he says malti, you don't have to inspect, you don't have to investigate, you don't have to have a certificate. Let's let him go to the mikvah. Ma'abekach matay mizushin tour. You see, if you look at Rashi, yeah, about 10 lines at the top. Mat milen oisoi. What's up to Rabbi Cohen?
Any brachas involved in tefillah by a ger?
I don't think he can make a bracha until he becomes Jewish.
Before tefillah, because he's not mechuyev, there's no tzivui. Tefillah, I think that Asher Kitchonu mitzvah itself. So how could he make it?
Yes, I think that would be problematic. I mean, you don't know of any. Okay, if you after then it's been already. Okay, anyway, it's a very, very good question. Mechem, when we form a bezin here for Hilchas Giur, we'll make sure that we get all of these halachas down pat, so we should do the proper thing. But anyway, beginning back to the Rashi, might be nice about 8-9 lines from the top. Might be nice. V'havi kisro ma'aliyah ve'intzarach livdoik be'edim in milosir l'shem mitzvah mila. You don't have to go and inspect and find out what l'shem mitzvah mila. Why? Ma bekach em ein milosir l'shem mila hoil betaval betvila sagi. It's already enough. Reb Yehuda says you don't have to have both mila and tvila. Tvila's enough. Shoyin matpil noise mabekach. I don't have to worry about what happened. Yom mila nishmila. Get right. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Oimer ein matpil. No, we're not going to be matpil. Why we're not going to be matpil? Says Rashi. Shem aravi mohu v'givoyni mohu v'tzarech lahatim in adam bris. The Rabbi Yosi tarti by Rabbi Yosi says I need both. Just because he's gemalit, even if I know for sure that he's gemalit. But you have to know who malad him and why, what circumstances. If it wasn't a kosher mila, then yes, you might have done bris. So Rabbi Yossi obviously holds that you need both. So stop here just for 1 second. When we said before, Rabbi Yochanan passes, you need both. And the Gemara says, Chadav Apashit, Halacha Kerabim. It's not done, Ish Kerabim. It's only Rabbi Yossi.
It says it's Chachamim. Even though it's only Rabbi Yossi, it's Chachamim.
And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. That even though these Chacham is, in parentheses, only Rabbi Yossi, we passed them like these Chacham, because they were soisim like the Chacham. So therefore, obviously, whoever...
Because Rabbi wrote it like this.
It was Rabbi, it's not right. Okay, Reb Chiya, Reb Oishe, when Mesav this price, they felt that that's the halacha, and that's why that kasoyisim m'shem chacham. Zeh.
Reb Yossi is always halacha.
Zeh, fine.
Many places like this. Man chacham and Reb Meir.
Oh, right, very good.
It's not the first time.
You go through Shas, nothing is the first time.
Okay,
so Gemara Yisvaitim. Now, based on what we just heard now from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Lefichach, Lefichach, Hanach, Lechayyav, Lechayyav, no. Lefichach, Matbilen, Ger, Bishabos, Div, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, as a result, we can be Matbil, Ger, Bishabos. Now, what's the Lefichach? Because since Rabbi Yehuda holds, you only need one of the two, either Mila or Tvila. If this Ger already had Mila, all he needs now is just an additional Tvila, he doesn't have to have that tefillah, because one alone would be enough. So the ficha matkil ger b'shabbos, if you did it. In other words, you're not being any tikkun mona over here, because this person is already Jewish. So he's no different than any other Jew that wants to go and toivel on Shabbos, which I know always, Rabbi Cohen always has questions, it's chita and things like that, and the goyin. But the point is, that's why you can be matvil on Shabbos, because no problem, he's already misukon, he's already Jewish. There's no tikkun mona involved. However, because Rabbi says you have to have both, so therefore he's not Jewish until you do the tefillah. Don't do the tefillah on Shabbos, you'll be over on tikkun. Okay, break the more omer mat. Lefichach matpilin ger b'shabbos. You're more pshita. Tov pashit. What do we need this lefichach for? Kiv the omer b'Yehuda b'chodes agya heicha demol lefaneinu. Once he already did the mila matpilin, and then after that matpilin we give him a tefillah is my lefichach. In other words, what's the chiddush? Since all you need to do is do mila, and now he wants to finish it off and do mila and tefillah. It's taka good, you need the tefillah. Fine, zeh good. Ablamaisa, without that, he's already Jewish. So what's the chiddush of the fichach that he can go and toivel on Shabbos? The matter same the Yehuda, tefillah ikr. But tefillah b'Shabbos lo yidikam atakin gavra kamash malo on the Rabbi Yehuda, oi ha, boy. In other words, when we learn Rabbi Yehuda, it's not clear what Rabbi Yehuda learns. One thing is for sure, you don't need both. But the question one, which is the ikr, which one is the tough? So originally, a person said, malti, v'loy tavalti, matbil and oisai. So we learned The reason is because you need one or the other. So even if the mila was a mila of an araber, a rabbi mole, makes a difference. The ikr is a tefila. Oh, the ikr is a tefila. So how can you go and do the tefila now on Shabbos? In other words, the mila is garnished. Ikr is a tefila. So how can you do the tefila on Shabbos? Kamashul, and that's not the pshat. The pshat is you need one of the two, either mila or tefila. So if the guy says, I have mila, fine, because I'm tight. It's no interest, because I'll do now the tefila. But if in fact, he only wants to do more, he's not up to tefillah yet, he's just doing milah. If he's going to do a kosher milah, that's already sufficient. You don't need the tefillah to make him into a full-fledged guy. So that's the lefichach to tell you, oi ho, oi ho, boy. One of the two you need to clinch it to make him into
so
a guy.
So there's no kind of tikkun mona.
Exactly. No tikkun mona. No tikkun gavra. Tikkun gavra. Yeah. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, ain't my appeal. Afraid more pshita. Even the Amar Rabbi Yosi Tart, we need both. Tikkun Gavra b'Shabbos, loy misakin on. How can you go and be misakin him? Make a tikkun Gavra on Shabbos. You might the same Rabbi Yosi Mila Iker. V'hasam hudle have a Mila b'fanenu. Aval heich have a Mila b'fanenu. Ema litbal zebe Shabbat kamash v'lo. And Rabbi Yosi Tarti boy again. What was the first halacha? The first halacha was someone came in front of us and he said, I already have mila. Says Rabbi Yehuda, okay, that's enough. Toivalim and he'll be again. In other words, I don't really care. Rabbi Yossi says, no, ain't my peeling. I have to find out what that mila was all about. So we understood that to mean, why ain't my peeling? Because you need both. You need mila and you need tefillah. No, maybe pshat is, Rabbi Yossi says, until I find out about the mila, the ganze tefillah is goodish. The ikr is mila. Who made this bris mila? Was it chief rabbi from here? Or was it the chief surgeon from Aravi Mol and Givoni Mol? So I have to know who did the mila. So therefore, if the important thing is mila, once you do the mila, okay, then I'll allow you to do the tefillah. But I have to know who made the meal. So I would think that the meal is the most important. Once we, in fact, witness the meal ourselves, because the tefillah is only like a hider, if you will, but it's not the ikr, because the ikr is the meal. It's kamash malan, the biyazi tayyidu itaka needs both, like Rabbi Yochanan said before, like the Gemara said before, you need both. That's why you need the two lefichachos. Okay, so Gemara tells us now a real life story. There was a story that happened in the house of Rabbi Chiya bar Rebbe. For Rabbi Yosef Masni, Rabbi Oishia bar Rebbe. For Rabbi Safra Masni, Rabbi Oishia bar Chiya. Now, when you learn this Gemara initially, before you continue on into Rashi or into the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara says very often, an ikka di amri, a lishna achrina, that is a machloikis, who was the individual? That Rabbah says, Uvda was by Rabbi Chiya bar Rebbe, and Rabbi Yosef says, no, it was Rabbi Shua bar Rebbe, and Rabbi Safra says, no, it was Rabbi Oishia bar Rabbi Chiya, right? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But that's not the pshat. The pshat is that each one is adding an additional individual. Rabbah saying that this happened by Rabbi Chiya bar Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef says, yeah, but don't forget, together with Rabbi Barabi, there was also Rabbi Oishia Barabi.
And Rabbi
Yosef.
Exactly.
How do you know this?
I'll tell you why. Rabbi Savra Masni, that it was in addition to those two. He had also Rabbi Oishia Barabi, all three together as a Bezdin. How do I know? Let's see. A ger came in front of us. He had a certificate that he was Gemalit of a Nishka Toivet. Amrulaysa, they said to him, this apparently took place in the evening, and they said, okay, I see your certificate from Chief Rabbi, from Kishkan Halosh, that you're Taki Gemalit, very good, but you also need Tvila, and show you Kana Lamachar, come back tomorrow morning, and you'll do a Tvila, Benef Belincha, to make you into full-fledged Ger. Shemamina, what do I see from this story? Tlas. Shemamina Ger Tzorech Shloisha. You see, now that's Yechmanish Kanuvi. The Gemara is this. That you need three rabbis, you have to have a bezin together. It's not just enough one. You have to have a bezin of three. Ushmamina ain't a ger achiyom aliyatval. That you have to have mila and tefillin. That's why they said, wait and come back and have your tefillin. You have to have both. Ushmamina ain't mat bilin ger balayla. That's why they came to.
That's because they're bezin.
I understand why you need mila and tefillin. I understand why you have to be a bezin.
Yeah.
It's a legal proceeding and you wanted to get
right.
All the stempel of authority. But why not at night? What's the problem with being...
Yeah, they're good. What's the din of mishpat? Can you have a mishpat at night?
No.
No.
So then it's not a separate halacha, really. It's part of the first thing.
It's like a din in the fashas in you.
Okay, so let's wait another moment.
That was my passion yesterday.
Yeah. That's what you're going to answer. Exactly. Yishrokti war nachamu, so the three shmaminas. Because we see that these are three giants. These weren't just three Tom, Dicks, and Harrys. These were the Groyser of Chiyas, Met Raboishias, Met Groyser, Groyser mentioned. So maybe you have to have a Bezin Taka, a Bezin, a Groyser, Groyser Bezin. It could be that these three giants got together by accident. In other words, it could have been also with a regular.
Giants, well, because we're all trained people.
These were giants. Yes.
Certified.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be the chief rabbis. Rabbis don't have to be chief.
But a mumcha usually means a Muslim.
Okay. But Imar says
it doesn't mean an expert. It really means something more.
Yeah.
A dying mumcha is much more. Okay, whatever.
You see, look at the Rashi. In a mumcha, see Rashi about 10 lines before the end. Mumchin ki harach tlos a gavri rabbonin ravravi. What says rabbonin ravravi? Chief rabbis, nish rabbonin. Ravravi, chiefs, right? Chief rabbis, grand rabbis. Okay, anyway. So the more dim the iklus of Rashi, hochi abamas, this rabbonin gehani. Ava gimu vavi shaminin. So Rashi asks a very good kasha. Rashi asks, so maybe the fact that there were three is also no iklu. Really only need one or two. It's talking about that there were three altogether. So Rashi, ava gimu vavi shaminin, mid a kapolig, Rav Safra, Moisef, Adavit Losser. Why did Rav Safra have to go and say, and don't forget Rabbi Shibar Ribchia? And if that's Rabbi Shibar Ribchia wasn't there, it was me and Goyce and Afghan. He was there, wasn't there? No, it's important. He has to be there because I have to have three rabban. Okay. Anyway, Omer B'chiyah Bar Abba, Omer B'yoychanan, Ger Tzorah, Gimel Y, Taka 3, Mishpat Sibbe, and every time you have a Mishpat, Rashi, where does it say Mishpat? Look at Rashi, 10 lines in the bottom, Mishpat Sibbe, Mishpat Echad Yilachem Vela Ger, they Mishpat Bochad Megimel. So how do I know that that's the same reason of Balayla? Look at the toys, is down at the bottom, two lines from the bottom, Ein Matbil and Ger Balayla, the Mishpat Sibbe, V'alva B'shikvar Mol, Choshev Le Ketchil is Din, nevertheless, the Tvila is like the Tvila is Din, it's something you can't
okay.
It's good. Anyway, so that's how you know these three shlaminas, and that's the halacha for purposes of Agimura. Have a wonderful day, Mitch, and we continue tomorrow.